Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
San Antonio. Yeah, we've been driving for three and a half hours. Got my girl Brad on the wheel, pushing me all the way out here. We've been traveling. It's like I've been traveling for the past 3 days, driving, flying, driving. But it's all good because I love it. But right now, we just not entered San Antonio. We just left, in Houston. Yo, if you haven't been to Planet Funk in Houston, you need to go. As a choreographer, you need to go check out the dancers because the dancers are crazy. And I know I say this every time I go, but every time I go, there's different kids that pop up. And there was a couple kids that was just blowing my mind. And I'm trying to get them to L.A., and I got their parents. You'd be surprised, man. Their mothers be like, Shane, whatever you can do, man, get my kid out there because they're trying to make it. I was like, I got you. Just get them to L.A. And I can't promise you anything, but I definitely will show you the ropes and, you know, show you what people to get with and what people not to get with and, you know, who's hot as far as, like, the choreographers and what studios are hot. So they're really excited. So right now we're going to be at, what's the gym we'll be at today? Dance Plus right here in San Antonio. Hers is a pretty nice studio, so we're going to represent, teach her one routine, and I'm going to be out here for the night. So hopefully I get a good routine in. We get to go out tonight, see what it's like in San Antonio. And if anybody from San Antonio is listening, call in and let me know what's popping tonight so we can go out and dance because I haven't been able to dance in the past couple of weeks because I've been working. So, yeah, just putting you up on that. And if you don't know, if you're going to be in Austin, I'm going to be in Austin on Sunday, right? Sunday and Monday. In what studio? Austin Dance. Okay, yeah. Just one little secretary right next to me giving me everything I need to know so I don't have to be stuttering. But Austin Dance is the studio I'm going to be at this weekend. They actually having like a carnival situation where they're having all the choreographers put a piece together, and I'm hosting it, and it's called Breathe, like that, yeah. So I'm going to be hosting it, so now I got to memorize all these dance numbers and all that crazy stuff that I hate to do, but it's going to be fun, though. I'm really excited to be there, and it's dope, man. It's about like 80 degrees out here, beautiful. The one thing I love about this place is guess how much their gas is? Unleaded, 335, killing us. We like still have, I think we had like 380, 390, something like that. Yeah, so y'all need to get, we need to catch up, you know. So, yo, E, just want to say what's up to you. We had a good meeting about situations that's going on. I met up with your girl, somebody that y'all going to meet, Alizé. I've been playing her song, you know, the past couple months on the show, Cold Red, really hot artist. She basically came up to me. I mean, she basically met up with me this week, actually last night, and I was telling her about all the things we're trying to do with her. So I can't wait to let y'all know what's up. Yeah, you can throw that in, keep it low. But Alizé, you know, she's hot. She's hot, and I'm trying to get her in, you know. And if you don't know who I'm talking to, check this out. Alizé, Red Alert. Cold Red. Good.
We have a cold red.
Say you want it, tell it, you can make it extra hot. And know that once you get inside, listen, you can never stop. I keep it on lock, but you get the cold combination. And now you got me open, cause you can keep my heart racing.
Check this out. I'm not sure if I lost signal or not, but I'm here. Yo, E, let me know if I'm still on because the song just faded out. I mean, I'm not sure if you did that on purpose or if the song or if I'm not listening.
Oh, man,
you
got to play with it. You got to play with the music.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not. You doing it. So, you know, remember you was like, make sure the signal is good. We're driving right now. So I don't know if it cut out or if you did that. You know what I'm saying? But that's your girl, Alizé. doing it high. She's going to be, we're trying to get her to host some of the shows that we got coming up on the network that we got. So it's going to be hot, man. Like I said, we get your music. If we like it, we're going to definitely hook you up. So if you're not sending your music in, you're only hurting yourself. That's all I got to say. Yo, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and we're doing it like this. Make sure you hit us up on our Twitters. Make sure you hit us up on our Facebooks. Make sure you hit us up on Instagram. I'm Instagramming right as we speak. Just putting up pictures of what I'm doing. It's a place called Bucky's out here. Is it called Bucky's? Bucky's is a place that I would never, ever hear of or never, ever go to. But we're driving, so we stop in there, and it's like alligator heads and deer heads and beavers and all kind of food. It's like a big supermarket, but it's like in the middle of nowhere. But it's dope. So if you on Instagram, check it out. I just took a picture of it. You know, a little, you know, you can look outside and see the place. But it's hot, though. I enjoyed it. I had a little apple pie from there. It was really good. So, yeah. So getting back to business. Yo, E, you got anything new to talk about? You got anything you want to tell me? Anything you want to tell the world? Let me know what's going on. I'm not in L.A., so I'm away from everything. So I'm a little lost. What's good?
Plug it. We have a free plug warning of the establishment in Texas that Shane just did plug. Free plug warning. No, I'm kidding. What's going on, guys? It's your man, Eric Zuli, the Hollywood It guy. You know, Shane, you're doing your thing out there in Texas. So, yeah, I just kicked it with Snoop Lion, man. Now we're going to be putting a blog out on HollywoodItGuy.com.
What was up?
What it basically was, and I want to make sure I'm reading this. Give me a chance to pop the press release up here. It was I want to make sure I'm saying the guy's name. It was actually a UK artist from X Factor, and his name was Luigiano. Luigiano. He's from a winner from X Factor in the UK. He had a song coming out with Snoop Lion. And it was a release party. So Snoop was there, Steve Lobel, him, some beautiful. I mean, I got all the content. So people can go to HollywoodItGuy.com, peep it out. We'll be popping it on. And just follow my Twitter. Follow the Easy Way Broadcasts, WTV, whatever. And we'll be popping. Or my Instagram. I keep forgetting about Instagram. It does exist. ERICZULEY. I have a couple pics of Snoop on there right now. So that was a lot of fun, and I wanted to tell you, Shane, you know what we're doing with Easy Way Promotions. It's kind of like the underground department of WTV, but we're basically comprising and we're putting together certified people that are the best in the social media game, and we're putting everybody all into one. Because, you know, I do the blogging, I do the interviews, I have the radio, I work with the agencies, I do all that stuff, but the social media thing, I do that stuff too, but I need a team. So I got a team of about 5 different people that are all certified. So we're going to be taking over the game when it comes to putting people's brands out there in the whole social media world. And then we also got the podcast. We also got the blogging. I can get people to a lot of blogs. You know, we've done stuff with you, and you've seen it. So that's going to be a real cool thing coming out, Department of WTV, Easy Way Promotions. Stay tuned. And the Ripplin. I told you about the Ripplin. Did you ever peep that out?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we talked about it. You know, we just trying to figure
game
out what
changer.
We're going to do with it. But it's dope. Mm-hmm.
Game changer.
Hey, I got a question for you. I have a question for you. Something I've been talking about with my friend the past couple of days. I want your opinion on this. So this is totally off the subject of what we normally talk about. Do you think that it's good to live with a person before you marry them or after you marry them?
That's a good question. Do I think it's good to live with the person before you marry them or after you marry them? Well, I would say this, and people are going to probably laugh, but if you live with the person before you marry them, you may find out some things that you didn't know about them and not want to end up marrying them.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too. You know what I mean? Because I feel the same way. Like, I was talking about that, and I was like, not even saying that y'all got to, like, be physical together, but I'm just talking about living together, because people, it's so easy to go out with somebody on a Friday night, go to dinner, go to a movie, kick in, and then drop them off, and then you go home. You know what I mean? It's so easy. But, oh, the best night of my life. But what about every day for, like, 2 months, living with this person, dealing with their the way they eat, the way they smell, the way they talk, the way they sleep, do they snore? Do they stay out late? Do they got friends that come over? Do they have, you know what I mean? Like, how do you deal with that? You know what I mean? Like, I would love to find those things out before I decide to say I want to be with this woman or be with this person forever. So I just wanted to get somebody else's opinion on that, man, because
I would say, though, if you really love the person and it's meant to be, God will kind of guide that and make it happen. So whether you live with the person or you didn't, you know, if that love is true and it's meant to be, it should just happen, you know?
Totally, but I would rather find out before I get married that they stank when they they like fart.
Yeah, those bad eating habits, or they spray too much hairspray,
yeah.
And that's
whatever. Know, they don't clean up, and you know what I mean. So yeah, so that's a question. I think everybody needs to ask that question to you know people that they know, and then I think you need to like ask your partner, like, what do you think is best? Should we live together before we start like talking about marriage? And then figure out if you really want to be with each other. Because you like each other. You always like each other from a distance, man. You always like a girl when you only see her on Friday night. And you're like, oh, my God, we have so much fun. But it changes when you get together. And it can be good or it can be bad. You know what I mean? But I would just love to find that out before I decide. Because I'm a very clean person, man. And I love order. You know what I mean? I don't like all that bull crap. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just want to see how you felt. If anybody is going to be in L.A. on June 23rd, make sure you're at the Staples Center for the celebrity basketball game. It's going to be ridiculous. They started promoting now. If you haven't found out anything, you could definitely check out my Twitter, Sparks5678. It's going to be hot. They keep sending me information, keep sending me flyers to start promoting it. So I'll be.
No, we lost you. Where'd you go? Oh, he dropped. I guess I'll pick up where he left off, and I don't know what he was saying, so I'm going to have to call him back. Let's see if we can grab him again. Hold on. This is Planet Dance, guys. We're doing it the easy way. Easy way broadcasting. It happens. It's a media podcast. Do you lose signal?
Yo, sorry about that. We had a mouth. Yo.
Technical difficulties, but we're back.
Yeah, technical difficulties. Just dropped. But basically what I'm saying, every little celebrity that you know, especially from like the 90s up to the 2000s, are going to be there. It's going to be ridiculous. And they gave it a list. So if you ain't seen the list, make sure you go check out my Twitter. I put the list up of all the celebrities that are going to be there. I'm actually going to be playing in the game, and a lot of them fools going to be playing with me. So it's a Sparks game before that. Then they got the celebrity basketball game. Then they got performances with the old Chore Boys. They got the Dolls and a couple other performances. I think they got a dance number. So it's going to be exciting. So make sure y'all are there. And then the next month, July 25th, it's going to be almost the same show. It's just going to be different celebrities. But my girls, the Dolls, are actually performing again. So I need y'all to come check it out. And if you ain't got nothing to do, it's one of those things that you can take somebody out on a date, take them out on a date, and they'll love you for it because it's going to be fun as fudge. All right. So I just want to catch y'all up on that. You know, have you heard from Eva lately? I'm going to put something on my Eva because I haven't heard Eva's music in a while. And Eva's got some great things coming up, and I just wanted to keep her in your head, you know what I mean? Because out of sight, out of mind, out of your ear, out of mind. That means if you ain't hearing her, that means you ain't thinking about her. So I want to make sure y'all
Eva
thinking about
Universe.
It, and y'all waiting on her. Eva Universe, my girl, check it out. This is one of her singles. Let it go.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. I open my door to see both of your hands up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe?
You always surrender. Wait a little bit. Wait a little bit. I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yo, E, I want to watch. I want to watch. After hearing that commercial, I want to watch.
You have a watch.
Can I get one?
Go, man. We got a Sparks watch waiting for you.
Dope. I want that. I love watches. I collect watches. I don't know if you even knew that. That's what's up. Hey.
Yeah, if your listeners, let me say this really quick. If your listeners go to Wire Image and they type in my name, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, you will see me on the red carpet at the Snoop event with the Havana watches. I'm doing the convict sign, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, dope. Okay, well, I'm waiting no man. Hey, check it out. I got this dude by the name of Shane Wall. You know he must be dope if his name is Shane. But it's my boy Shane Wall. He's basically doing a lot of crazy stuff in the industry. If you ever need to do advertisement, commercials, or anything like that, I'm going to have you come on the show next week to talk to these people that's trying to get commercials, videos, and stuff on MTV, BET, VH1, MTV, Jams, all that stuff. He has the access to do that at a fraction of the price, and it's crazy the price that he gets because he has the inside connect, and it's been going crazy since we've been letting people know about it. Like, he's like Shane. The situation is crazy, and he has the power to turn a mediocre group, a mediocre product, into something really, really hot by placing it in the right place at the right time on the right station. So I want to bring him in next week. His name is Shane Wall. He got a company called Boot Camp, and it's ridiculous. The man is the truth, okay? And I'm actually going to be working with a group of his. He manages a little bit too, but he has a group that I'm going to be working with, two of his kids. They're just like the most beautiful kids you ever see in your life, two little boys, long, pretty hair. They mixed with they're from Hawaii, so they got some either Asian and black, something like that, and they got long pretty hair, brown skin. They like 6 and 7 years old, so y'all be hearing more about that. It's gonna be hot. So yeah, but the E, I want to come out and get my watch so I can keep the right time. So when I'm on the road, I know what time my show starts. I won't be starting late. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
that's what I want to do.
It's time to take over the planet the easy way, brother. And so that's going to be the watch pun. Ha, ha, ha.
definitely. So what you got planned for this weekend?
I got to say, man, we got our girl Victoria that just called in. And I remember I texted you and I told you what I wanted to do with her?
Yeah. What's good?
Should I bring her in? All right.
Victoria,
you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, so we...
Hey, Victoria!
Turn it down, please. I'm on the... Yeah, thank you. Yeah, hi, guys. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing, Victoria?
I'm in a lot of pain because I'm doing really, really intense braking. So, like...
Oh, God.
I've been in so much pain for, like, the past week. Actually, I don't know if you know him, Shane, but this dude named B-Boy Born... He's from Korea.
Yeah.
He's from the Zulu Nation Kings.
I might know him if I see him because I know that group, but I don't know him individually.
I actually met him in a Zulu Nation event that they had out here. So I went because I know a lot of people from Zulu Nation, and I went and he was there. I was like, Born? He was like, yeah. I was like, wow, what are you doing out here? He was like, oh, I live out here now in the Bronx. He lives in the Bronx. So I'm going to be training with him on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. Well, keep it up. And you're going to be in pain for a little bit, but make sure that you keep working through it and you're stretching through it, okay? Because you don't want to hurt, pull a muscle while you're doing it because it's crazy. You know what I mean? Take care of your body in the process of doing that, okay?
Yes.
Let me chime in here real quick, Victoria. I told you that we had a little surprise for you, and we're going to be doing it the easy way here. I talked to Shane, and yeah, there's a theme music in the background. Ooh, I rolled it easy. You guys have nobody's actually heard the actual whole theme song, but that's what's playing in the background if you listen real closely. But check this out. So I talked to Shane, and we decided that because you've been such a loyal, dedicated supporter and fan, you've told a lot of people about us, you've called in pretty much every show, you've never missed a show ever since we've started. We want to reward you with what's called the new Easy Way Shout-Out System. I don't even know the name of it, but this is an idea I came up with yesterday, and being that you said that you're one of Shane's biggest fans, and you know you really look up to Shane, we're gonna actually on my show next time I see Shane, we're gonna have Shane give you a special direct shout out to you that you will be able to take and you'll be able to show to your fans and promote, and it'll be a special shout out video to you. That's our way of saying thank you.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Yay! Yeah! Yeah! Shout out to you, Victoria.
I tagged you guys in some breaking photos of mine on Instagram. I don't know if you guys seen it.
Wait, what'd you say? You ate some baking soda on Instagram.
No, I said that I tagged you guys in some of my breaking photos.
Oh, okay, dope, okay. It's all good. All right, well, I just want to let you know that I do appreciate you calling in, and whatever I can do to make your life better and, you know, put a smile on your face, that's what we do. I just landed, hey, what?
I said, come train me.
She said, come train her. I'm a little too expensive for that, babe. Don't play. Hey, but if I'm ever out in that area, or if you ever come to L.A., that's what we'll work something out. I wouldn't even charge you. If I'm out there, I got you. If you come out here, I got you, okay?
Okay, yay! So special.
Yeah.
I'm about to check into
my hotel. I got some classes I got to do tonight, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to do it. So, Victoria, we're going to let you go, and I just want to say keep up the breaking. And if you get some videos, I want you to post them so I can see how good you're getting and how you're progressing with it, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
Victoria, we appreciate you. And, Shane, you got one more caller. I think our man Mike was called in before last show. We should say hi to him really quick. Yo, Mr. Michael Precise, you're on Planet Dance.
What's up, man? What's up, Shane? What's going on?
Mike? How you doing?
Man,
hey, you know what? I've been talking about that show all week, you know, because a lot of people was that conversation came up so much about the business. And the funny part about it is when I taught my class yesterday over in Houston, I set my class down, and I gave them like maybe 20 minutes of about how this industry is and what they need to do to prepare, because out here they don't really have too many opportunities, you know, but they all want to come to LA, and I was telling them about the conversation we had and the things they need to do to prepare to get out there. And I actually, at the end of my class, I actually taught my class like a audition, and I do that a lot, but I did it again out here, and they said it was one of the best classes they ever had, because when they got done, I critiqued them as if I was auditioning. I told them why they would book and why they wouldn't book. Told them how they need to walk into the room, how they need to walk out of the room, how they need to dress, how they need to conduct themselves. And the parents got up and was like, we've never seen a class like that. We really appreciate that, because you have a kid going to audition for something and then they'll walk out of there without booking, and all they want to know is why. You know what I mean? You might mess up, yeah. You might do this, but they want to know why they didn't book. And giving them information and kind of like, you know, just hooking them up with what they need to know made a big difference for the next time they go and audition, or when they get to LA, what to look out for. So that conversation sparked all that. So I appreciate that.
Man, you know, and I had to call in, but you know, I'm a big fan of the show. But you know, I'm from Austin myself. You know, I'm from Austin.
Oh, Riff, what's up?
So you know, and that, but you know, as you say that, you know, but that it helps a lot in the long run. I mean, especially within your career, you know, and what you're doing in life, you know what I'm saying, and all the stuff and stress situations that you have, knowing what to say to, you know, and having the you know, actual guidance and actual somebody tell you something to ease some of the stress before you go into a situation that could be stressful, you know, you come out in the long run, you know, saying with A's all across the board, because, you know, that stress release is taken away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm glad it was a help. I really am. And I'm a big fan.
Yeah, definitely.
I love what you do in the sense of, you know, I love this whole easy way and the whole actual thing of what you're doing because you're actually helping people. You're creating dreams. You know, you're actually creating dreams and you're actually, making dreams come true for a lot of individuals. And, you keep doing that. And by you doing that, you're going to be blessed 110%, because you're mass marketing. You're using your technique and your mass marketing where it could create jobs and it could create, you know what I'm saying, it keeps a viral buzz. And I think that what you're doing is I'm a huge supporter of it. And I got your back 110% in anything that you do.
Jeff, I really appreciate that. And if anybody's listening to this, go back and tell all your friends. I'm just going to give you a little advice that I normally give in my class. If you walk into an audition, if you walk in there already booked in your mind, not saying that you're going to get booked, but your chances are a lot better because you don't understand that. We sitting on a panel, we're just like you, we get nervous just like you, but we know when somebody's got the right energy and the right attitude and the right personality. You know what I mean? So when we look at you walking to the room, we're already looking at you like, oh, my God, if she can dance, he can dance, he's already booked. You have to go in there with that confidence. And sometimes if you're killing it and you mess up, it doesn't even matter because your attitude, personality, and your danceability will still get you booked. You have to know this ahead of time. Stop being nervous about it. If you're a dancer and that's what you want to do for a living, go in there and represent. Don't let them know you're scared. Don't let them know it's your first audition. Don't do that because we don't want to hear that. We're there to book for a TV show, a movie, commercial, whatever, and we want the hottest people that's going to be able to do what we need them to do, okay? So go in there representing positive attitude and look great because, remember, everything is video. Everything is visual. Look great. So I'm just giving y'all that free advice for the next time you got to audition, and that's for anything you do in life, man. Just go in there and knowing that you already booked it, already got it, or you already hired. And 9 times out of 10, they'll see that, and they'll want you on their team. Get it. Planet Dance, same spark. Getting it.
I agree.
Feel me? Yeah, feel me. You know, I'm just speaking it out. I'm speaking what's real.
Right, you're right. But it all comes right back around to individual and personality. When you said personality, that is yourself. You got to be yourself, man. You know, whoever's going out there is yourself. You know, if you go into with a mind frame that you could do bad, then that means you probably might do bad or you will do
bad
because that whole I could do bad. See, there's only two people in life, Americans and Americanters, you know. And I am an American, which I can do anything that you put your mind to, you know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer if you think negative thoughts, negative things come around because you think negative. But everything positive in the sense of being yourself and going and knowing that you can do it and knowing you can do it is the same thing as believing, because if you believe in something, you must know it's true. That's why you believe in it anyway. You know?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh,
and that's all you need to do. Everything in life is like that, man. You know, everything in life. Sometimes you just need to hear it again. You know, it might sound like it's like, oh, I already know that. They ain't saying nothing new. But Jeff, we are saying something new because there's always somebody else out there listening. And you have to remember that the girl that was 10 years old last year, she's 11. There's another 10-year-old girl coming up that's never heard that. It's another generation coming in right now. So all the things that we think are old is brand new to them. So it needs to be said over and over and over again so then they can have that knowledge and then they can apply it to their future and everything else that they're trying to do. So it never gets old. If it's old to you, if you're still hearing it and you haven't succeeded yet, you must not be listening or you must not be applying it. You know what I mean? So get it.
Exactly. I mean, and, you know, the entertainment industry is not what, you know, people perceive it to be, especially out there in Austin. Coming from Austin, you know, out to the Hollywood area, you know, whenever I saw somebody, you know, come in from Austin or whatever at a show, you know, the first one that wants to think is, wow, you know, I want to be that guy, or, hey, man, that, you know, I want to do that. But they don't know. A lot of people don't understand how much work is involved in making this stuff happen, what actually takes on when a red carpet event happens. And then when a lot of people come out to Hollywood and they get picked for these, you know, for these events and these auditions or whatever, once they get to Hollywood and they see what it really is about, it'll change a lot of the way and a lot of the scares away, because then they're really going to know what it's about. The only bad thing about that part is, though, is that a lot of people have to travel out here. You have a lot of Hollywood agents going out and traveling the world searching for, you know, these next top models and these next superstars. They don't know what the Hollywood industry is about. So, of course, a lot of people are going to go in scared, going fright, you know what I'm saying, because they don't know what it really is about. And really, Hollywood is one of the easiest things to get into. It's one of the easiest businesses to get into. Entertainment industry is the easiest business to get into. It's one of the easiest. You just have to know how to market and sell your talent, but talent sells itself anyway.
Yes, sir. Totally agree. Totally agree. So if you listen to this, I hope y'all take heed. Y'all need to be recording this so you can listen to it every day because did somebody just bark?
No, I was trying to talk, but I realized that I talked now, so.
Hold on, listen. If you ain't seen this video yet, hold on.
You have to go see this video on YouTube. It's the funniest video you're ever going to see. It's called
Ultimate Dog Tease. I'm telling you, as soon as we get off the phone, go to anybody listen to this, Ultimate Dog Tease. And this man is having a conversation with his dog about food, and the dog is talking back to him. I mean, I swear I watch it 5 times. I laugh hard every time I watch it. So please watch it, and then hit me back when y'all get a chance. Let me know if y'all like it. I actually put it on my Facebook also, so people can check it out. But it's one of the funniest videos I've seen on YouTube in a while. So I just had to throw that in there. So, but yo, this is for me, Shane Fox. I love everybody that's on the station that's listening. Yo, I like everybody to come in. They have opinions. I like when people listen and pay attention and they aspire to the future. I'm in Houston. I'm in Austin. I'm in San Antonio this whole weekend. So if you're out here, make sure you come and support. If you're not out here, you need to get out here. And if you're out here, you need to get to L.A. I'll see you out there. But I got to get out because I got to go check into my hotel and I got to get ready for tonight because it's going to be crazy. So, E, appreciate you. Hey, do me a favor, E. Give me my watch. All right. Hey, are you still there? I'm playing. All right, is everybody still there?
Yeah, we're all still here.
Okay, yeah, all right. I just want to say, both of y'all have a good day, and I'll see y'all when I get back. I get back on Tuesday, all right?
All right, brother.
All right, and anything you want to do when I get back, let me know. I got a million things going on, so we need to catch up, and we need to get Alizé hooked up, and everybody needs to come on the 23rd of June to Staples Center. Come represent. This will be fun. I don't know how to play basketball, but I'm playing, so that's what's up.
Oh, dear,
all right,
yeah.
Fellas,
oh,
I love y'all.
Choa Boys, what? Tell me about that, the Staples Center. We got to talk about that for sure.
Yeah,
don't play basketball
definitely,
either, that sounds fun. Yeah.
Yeah, 23rd. Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
All right, guys, Planet Dance, the easy way. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we're doing it big.
Go ahead, Shane.
Yep. Yo, it's your boy, Shane Spark, Planet Dance, doing it the way I love to do it. I live and die for dance. So if you live and die for dance, support me. I'll support you. Yo, I'm out of here. Peace, fellas.
You're listening to Planet
Dance. Yeah. Get it.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.